Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's art challenge story is sponsored by Osmo. So right now grab some paper and some markers and get ready to draw this story with me. It's going to be a pretty exciting adventure and you're not going to believe what happens to my friend Mo. Well friends, are you ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Today was a very important day for our friend Mo. Today was his first day at a new job. So he had woken up very early so that he could eat a delicious breakfast and not be late, because there were a lot of people counting on him.
Now I just need to eat my oatmeal and berries, because today is going to be the best day ever. I just need to make sure that I have everything ready. There's a lot of people counting on me.
Mo walked over to the front door and saw that, yeah, everything looked in order. There was his work bag with all of his work things, and Mo actually didn't need any shoes to walk to work because he had monster feet, and shoes just made his toes a little too crammed in there.
Goodbye, house. I'll see you after the best day ever.
Or so he thought. You see, something terrible was about to happen. But Mo did not know that yet. Mo looked down to his watch on his wrist and saw the time.
Oh my, it's 8:51 already. I have to get there fast.
As Mo took off jogging down his street, one of his neighbors was out pulling some weeds in the front yard and said,
Hey, Mo, isn't today your first day of work?
Yeah, that's where I'm headed now.
Oh, Mo, you better run fast because I heard there was a rainstorm coming.
A rainstorm? Oh my. Thanks. I better get going.
Mo was now a little frazzled. He didn't want to arrive to work on his first day completely soaking wet. He had forgotten to bring an umbrella, but hopefully he'd be able to run faster than the rain. It had only been 2 minutes of Mo running before he felt his first raindrop.
Oh no!
Mo ducked underneath a tree to hide from all that rain. Well, let's pause the story for a minute. What do you think he should have with him during a rainstorm? Do you think he should have a big spoon or an umbrella? Yes, an umbrella. Let's color that right now. All right. There's a big round top and... Ooh, that looks cool. Did you put a spoon as the handle for your umbrella? Me too. I'm going to do that too. All right, this is my spoon umbrella. Perfect. As Mo was standing underneath the tree, he started to panic.
Oh no, I cannot be late to my first day of work. Wait, what was that sound?
As he looked up, he heard something falling through the trees and ducked for cover. Sploosh! What landed in front of him was an umbrella?
Imagine my luck. Where did this umbrella come from? And wow, I've never seen one with a spoon on the bottom. This will be perfect to get me to work. Wait a second. Did he just say a spoon with an umbrella? Wait a second. That's what we drew. Holy smokes. Did we just somehow cross universes? Like, did we just magically transport something that we drew into Mo's world? That can't be true. Hold on. Let's keep the story going and see what happens next.
Mo was now back on track, heading to work. Thankfully, it had only been 2 minutes underneath the tree, and he was very fast. So he was totally going to make it to work on time. Until...
Mo had not been watching where he had been running. The umbrella was covering some of his vision. And as he lifted up the spoon umbrella, there it was! A tiger! A real tiger! Now stood on the path that Mo was on! Oh, hey there, little tiger! Ah, I'm just trying to get to work! Said Mo with a very nervous voice. The tiger growled and showed its teeth. Oh no, what is happening with Mo? This is not a good day. Wait a second. Remember how when it rained and we drew an umbrella, it somehow transported into his universe and then he was able to use it. Can you think of something that we might be able to draw that could save him from getting eaten by a giant tiger? What about something like tiger treats? Yeah, is there some kind of treat or food or something that we can draw that maybe the tiger will eat that instead of Mo? All right, I'm gonna start drawing. What do tiger treats look like? Yeah, kind of bumpy and circles and yeah. Oh yeah, your tiger treats look pretty good. I don't know if this is gonna work, but there. I'm done with my drawing. Now, how does this work? How do we get the tiger treats to Mo? Mo was running out of time as he stood face to face with this giant tiger who was growling and showing its teeth. All of a sudden, he heard something falling from the sky. Just as the tiger was about to pounce on Mo, a plate of tiger treats just fell right on the ground. Mo couldn't believe his luck, and he carefully tiptoed around the tiger and continued on his journey to work. How did that happen? I thought I was gonna get eaten by that hungry tiger. Who keeps dropping these things? Hello? Mo started shouting up in the sky, wondering if there was something up in the clouds. Little did he know that it was actually us drawing those things. Mo then remembered that he had to run and hurry as fast as he could to work. He only had 3 minutes left. Oh no! What happened to the bridge? The path that Mo would take to work, it was a beautiful trail that led all the way to a giant river, and the only way to get across the river was to cross this big wooden bridge. But somehow, it had collapsed, and there was no bridge anymore. There's no way that Mo is going to get across without a bridge. Wait a second. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Do you think we could draw a bridge to save Mo and get him to work on time? I think we can. Hurry, we only have 2 minutes left. We gotta draw this bridge, fast! All right, a bridge has this thing and all these things to walk on and, there! As Mo was standing on this river's edge, he was very sad. He realized that he was going to be late, and he did not like being late. Hello, Mr. Clouds! I don't know how you keep helping me with the umbrella and the tiger treats, but I could really use your help right now! And as soon as you and I finished drawing our bridge, the perfect bridge fell from the clouds and landed exactly where it needed to. Mo couldn't believe his eyes. He rubbed them, blinked, and checked again. Oh my, something magical has happened. Huh, I only have 1 minute left. I gotta go. Mo ran across our new bridge as fast as he could and made it to work just on time. Wow, what an amazing adventure that Mo has been on this morning. Not exactly sure how this works, but somehow we have some kind of connection with Mo's world and our drawings.
I think this is only just the beginning of the amazing adventures of Mo that lie ahead. The end. Wow, what an amazing adventure! Yes, so there is some kind of magical connection between our drawings and Mo's world. If you want to actually see it take place and watch Mo interact with your drawings, head on over to playosmo.com. You see, they've built something amazing where your drawings can actually come to life for real in Mo's world. I can't wait for you to see all the amazing magic that you can do with Mo's world, because it's fun to learn with your hands. Learn more at playosmo.com or have your parents check the show notes down below to see how you can bring your drawings to life. And parents, I have a very special offer for you. Between now and November 25th, Black Friday, if you send me your proof of purchase of either buying the Reading Adventure Kit or the Genius Starter Kit, I will give you a free birthday shout out that will appear on the show. Check down in the show notes below of how to send that proof of purchase to me, Mr. Jim, so we can get that awarded to you. I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.